Hang in there, everybody. See ya.
is The Scene with DJ Luke, keeping you up to speed on the latest tunes from the most cutting-edge artists, playing alt rock, electro pop, and everything in between, only on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Okay, it's DJ Luke. We're here for a show today. We got a lot of stuff for you today. A lot of really cool stuff for you. And I want to start it out with Cold War Kids. They're really doing well right now on the charts. They've been on the charts for a while now. And Nathan Willett's really doing well with everything right now. And from the album LA Divine, this is Ordinary Idols. Okay, that was Cold War Kids. This is DJ Luke, and this is The Scene, playing you the best alt rock, electro pop, and everything in between. Yeah, there's gonna be a snowstorm. It's not over yet. Winter is still around, lurking around. Yes, so what are we gonna do? We're gonna just wait and see what happens. Because, yeah, it's winter, but we're going to kick your butt out of here. Hopefully that's the last one we have to deal with. So today what we're going to do, something special. I'm introducing a new segment. I'm going to be doing that a little later. It's called the Scene Singer-Songwriter Spotlight. And we have three artists, local artists, that sent me their MP3s, original songs that they wrote, they sang in, and they recorded. And everybody out there, you're free to send me some of your tracks that you recorded to facebook.com/DJLukeWSB or DJLuke at WSB. That's .fm. So it's actually, do the Facebook thing, actually. It's easier. These days, everything's Facebook, right? So I have the page. Please like my page, DJ Luke. And also, I just want to let everybody know out there that next, like in 2 weeks, what I'd like to do is have a guest on my show. Somebody that knows about alt-rock, electro-pop, that we could have some discussions about local events. Or just anything, really. Just have another voice to speak with. So I'm not here by myself in this dark, dingy dungeon. No, I'm just kidding. It's a beautiful WSB Studios right here at Stony Brook, 90.1 FM. And also, actually, if you're on the Stony Brook campus or around the Stony Brook campus, it's 107.3 FM. And we're also streaming live on WSB.FM. So up next is a band called Moon Taxi. They're actually not new on the scene. They have actually 6 studio albums right now. The most recent one is called Let the Record Play. Moon Taxi's from Nashville. They're like an indie rock band. And they actually started a while ago, kind of in the 2010, around then, or a little less than that. Started as more of a bluesy rock band, and then they evolved from that and they add a little bit more electro pop into their stuff because, you know, it's always better to hear some dynamic stuff, right? So up next is Moon Taxi with Good As Gold.
Series.
Okay, that was Moon Taxi with Good As Gold. So it's DJ Luke, and it's the scene. How's everybody doing out there? So what we are doing today is a bunch of alt-rock and electro-pop, but what we also have a little later is the Scene Singer-Songwriter Spotlight. Yes, that's right. A few artists have sent me their MP3s, and they recorded professionally or on GarageBand, some of them. But GarageBand, hey, like, listen, these days GarageBand sounds great, and I've been learning to use it myself. I want to record some stuff myself. I'm a musician. I have some things I want to write and record. And these days you could do a one-man show. You could record everything yourself, play all the instruments, and put it all in there. A lot of people do that these days. And a lot of electropop, I've noticed, artists these days, it's like a two-man operation a lot of the time. You know, very talented musicians that they do all the writing and they record all the instruments, and they're very multi-talented people. I've also realized, I'm going to be playing a little later, a lot of bands, they're smart people, like I said. They've gone to Stanford University, or they have higher degrees. Musicians these days are not the doofuses, I guess, of yesteryear. They're actually smart people, and they deserve respect just like anybody else. So, what's up next is Glass Animals. They're an English indie band, and their character in their music videos, especially this next song I'm playing, is like a sci-fi dude, and he just kind of discovers, like, or he wants to discover alien life and things like that. So, pretty interesting stuff there. So, Glass Animals, Life Itself. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay. How was that? That was Glass Animals, Life Itself. Really cool song. Now, this is DJ Luke on WSB, Stony Brook. And this is the scene, everybody. Yes, it's 47 degrees outside. And it's 78 degrees in the studio here. I think it's a little hot, if you ask me. I keep my house around 70 or 72 or something like that. It's a little on the sweaty side in here. It's March 6th. It's 4:20, by the way. Just a little side thing for some of you there. Okay, so I wanted to discuss with everybody out there. I'm looking for almost maybe a possible co-host for the scene, putting it out there. If you think you want to come up to the studio, you don't need any experience. I would work the boards, but it would keep me open so I could have some conversations with some other people. If you're interested, write me on facebook.com/DJ Luke WSB. Yeah, that's right. Write me, and while you're writing me, add the page. It's a little favor, right? Spread the word. Trying to get the word out there, and actually I want people to send me their MP3s as well. So if you send me your MP3s to my Facebook page, The Scene, I will listen and hopefully I'll play it and I'll let you know. Also, just to let you know, I'm working on some ticket giveaways for the future. I'm going to go to some venues and see maybe next show, maybe do some ticket giveaways. I'm also thinking of doing basically downloading some of my music library onto SoundCloud so people could share, so you could listen to a lot of stuff I'm playing today or other days. It'll be pretty cool, right? What do you think? And if you have some requests, you could email me too. So, before I played Cold War Kids, Moon Taxi, and Glass Animals. I'm playing alt rock, electro pop. That's my show, everybody, and you know it if you're tuning in. Next is Saint Motel. Their music videos, they always do 360-degree videos for all their songs. They're an LA indie pop band, doing very well. Their most recent album is Saint Motel Vision. And the song I'm going to play for you right now is called Destroyer.
I don't break hearts, no, that's not me. breath and I'm up another level.
It feels good to be up above the clouds. It feels good for the first time in a long time now.
Okay, that was Sir Sly. Yes, that is right, with High. And it's a great song. It's probably one of the last best songs that I really like. It was very popular this past summer. It was actually on top of the charts of the alt rock charts, that is. They're actually a trio from LA. Really cool stuff. Next up, I'm going to be playing something really cool. It's a band called The Kooks. They don't have anything new right now. Actually, I'm pleased with something from the first album. It came out in 2006. They're an English pop rock band. I don't know if you ever heard of them, or you could say Britpop. They have three albums, and I'm going to play something from Inside In, Inside Out. It's their first album. They're kind of similar in a way to Arctic Monkeys, another British band, if you've ever heard of them. There was a whole influx at some point about, I would say, maybe 10 years ago or so. And that's really been dominating now the alt-rock scene. So a lot of that electro-pop and electric kind of electronic sounds. So really, give this a listen. This is actually, they're just more straightforward kind of rock, I would say. But this is The Kooks with Naive. Enjoy.
Saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so how could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet empty face is such an ugly way. Something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know. She knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, will she steal out to get me? And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, she steal out to get me. I may say something so beautiful, but
Yeah. All right, everybody. That was The Kooks with a band, a song called Naive. I like it. It's basically pretty much straight rock. And I like rock. I just like when there's a little bit more like dynamic stuff to it, something a little different. And I appreciate music when you could just lay back. Like even the Grateful Dead, you could just like lay back and just listen to the bass line. Or you could just like lay back and listen to the Jerry Garcia on guitar. You know, I like when you could lay back and just like distinguish each instrument separately, and you could, they're all doing their own thing. I don't like when they're all doing the same thing and it's all a mush. And that's how you should record your own music. And if you have any music to send me, I will play on my next show. Just give me a second. I'll look it up. And, you know, bands like Dr. Buzzard and the Savannah Band. Now, somebody called and recommended that I play one of their songs. I'm going to try to look them up. It's a tight show here. I only have an hour, but I'll see what I could do. But if not, I'm definitely going to listen to them and play them in the future show. So, it is 46 degrees outside. It's going to start snowing late tonight into tomorrow. I don't know how much snow we're expecting, but it's probably going to be somewhat substantial, I think. So, you know, you got to be, prepared, I guess. So, next up is a band called The Neighborhood. You might know them from a song that they did. It was called Sweater Weather. I'm going to play it right here, a little clip from that, and let me know if it sounds familiar. So this is a song called Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. It was a hit that they had, and I like it. And they have some new stuff. This is the chorus right here. So I like that song, but they have a new song. It's called Scary Love. Check it out and tell me what you think. So this is DJ Luke there. You know, I really couldn't play the rest of the song there for a certain reason. Don't want to get into it, but you know what? I got to listen to the songs a little bit better before I play them. So, next up is a band called Bastille. I don't know if you've heard of Bastille. I really like Bastille, actually. He's a very talented musician. He writes all of the music, and I really respect that. When somebody writes the music and they multi-instrumentalist, I like that. And I kind of consider myself a little bit like that, too. He's from England. The main vocalist, his name is Dan Smith. Very awesome, talented vocalist. And they have a new album called Wild World. It's their second album, but I'm telling you right now, it's somebody to watch. They're very, very talented. And actually, first, from Bastille, they did a cover song of a Green Day song, Basket Case. And I like their version of it, actually. So I want to show you all that first, and then I'm going to go into a song called Way Beyond. That's from the album Wild World, and Basket Case was just a single. So enjoy.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Or am I just stoned? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She said it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. So quit my whining, cause it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding on. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stoned? Am I just stoned?
What the fuck are y'all doing is the question. This is the question.
Animals break out their cages now. Chaos is raining down around us. But here we stand with our arms folded. Do you wanna be free?
Someone pour ice water on me. It only matters if we care now. If you're way beyond that, then I'm gonna dust you off with my shoulders. And I remember when we cared now. If you're way beyond that, then I'm gonna dust you off with my shoulders. My shoulders. Matters if we care now. If you're way beyond that, then I'm gonna dust you off of my shoulders. And I remember when we care now. If you're way beyond that, then I'm gonna dust you off of my shoulders. I don't wanna play dumb anymore. I just wanna feel something like before. Only matters if we care now. If you're way beyond that, then I'm gonna dust you off of my shoulders. And I remember when we care now. If you're way beyond that, then I'm gonna dust you off of my shoulders. My shoulders.
Television viewers had the choice of watching the tragedy play out from the safety and comfort of their living rooms, but victims had to respond to the pressure of the media while still in shock.
If you're way beyond that, I'm gonna dust you off of my shoulders, my shoulders.
All right. That was Bastille with Way Beyond. Really cool stuff. I really like him a lot. Now, a little later, after one more song, we're going to go into the scene, singer-songwriter spotlight. I have three artists, singer-songwriters, that write their own stuff and record it. And I'd like to show you what it's like. And if you're free to send me some MP3s to facebook.com/DJLuke, WSB. That's the scene. And it's 47 degrees outside right now, but guess what? Even though it's above freezing, it's going to start snowing a little later. So bundle up. So also, I wanted to let everybody know that I might be looking for a co-host. So if you're interested in possibly coming up to the studios or, you know, really as a guest, you know, write me and let me know. I'd like to have somebody else here to talk to, you know, besides myself. I'm here in a studio talking by myself. It would be nice to talk to somebody else, have some conversations about electropop, alt rock, and everything in between, and anything, really. So the next song I'm going to play is Young the Giant. It's Something to Believe In, the name of the song. They're an alt rock band from Irvine, California. They're going pretty steady since 2011. On lead vocals is Samir Gadia. He comes from a family of musicians, Indian. Like, they basically do Indian classical music. And he majored in biology at Stanford. He was actually pre-med. He actually says he plans on finishing his degree, but I'll tell you something. They're very talented. Young the Giants have been doing very well. So I want everybody to listen to them and enjoy. This is Something to Believe In.
Yeah.
Okay, that was...
Yeah. That was Young the Giant. Sorry about that. The level was a little up there. Huh? That was Young the Giant with Something to Believe In. And next we do the Scenes, Singer, Songwriter Spotlight. And the first one is Chelsea Takami with Roller Coaster. And she wrote this song about ups and downs of life. Could be a relationship, addiction, but finally wanted to just let go and be free, even if just in the moment of the song. She plays out a lot locally. So enjoy. This is Chelsea Takami with Roller Coaster.
Over here, over there, I'm searching everywhere, I'm searching, I gotta believe, I was going high, you brought me low, was on the fly, now I'm on the flow, it's like I'm on a ride, a roller coaster, my life, can't let it go, let it, I was going high, you brought me low, was on the fly, now I'm on the flow, it's like I'm on a ride, all the same, I'm dissing, it's all that's changed, so listen, the decisions you made your bet for today, I didn't want it this way, but it went on the same, the choices you're given, and only once you can see, were the very ones that destroyed you, the ones you believed, you were riding a cloud, the king of your town, you finally made it, like you never come down, you finally found that what goes up must come down, and you came crashing down, I was going high, you brought me low, was on the fly, I'm on the flow, it's like I'm on a ride, a roller coaster. My life, can't let it go, let it. I was going high, you brought me low. Was on the fly, now I'm on the flow, it's like I'm on a ride, a roller coaster. Feel like.
Okay, that was Chelsea Takami with Roller Coaster, local artist. And next is going to be Emmy Pellegrino. She's a talented vocalist and she's working on new originals. She does a really mean Freddie Mercury. She's also a vocal teacher. She wrote a song called Happening to Me. I want you to listen to this and enjoy.
to me. I know I tried so hard, but none of you can see. All you see is what you want, but that really isn't me. I do everything I can just to show you that I care. Happening to me, to me. Why does this keep happening to me?
Okay, as you heard, sorry about that, Emmy. We'll have to play your song next time, but I have just about enough time to play one last artist. I might not even be able to get through the whole song, but this is Desiree Barre, and it's a song, The Boy Who Sang to Me. I'm going to get right into it. Enjoy.
As long as we can. Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So up next is Democracy Now! I'm DJ Luke signing off, and I want everybody to enjoy the snow and have a great night.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
People have to understand our country on trade has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world, whether it's friend or enemy. Everybody. China, Russia, and take people that we think are wonderful, the European Union.
Despite growing opposition from Republican lawmakers, President Trump's pushing ahead with a plan to place new tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, a move some economists say could spark a trade war. Trump's plan has divided progressives. Some unions and critics of so-called free trade endorse the tariffs. Others warn it'll hurt the U.S. economy. We'll host a debate between Lori Wallach of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch and economist Michael Hudson. Then we speak to Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, one of the leading advocates for gun control on Capitol Hill.
This happens nowhere else other than the United States of America. This epidemic of mass slaughter, this scourge of school shooting after school shooting.
We'll speak to Senator Murphy about gun control, the power of the NRA, and his support for a new bill to end U.S. involvement in Saudi Arabia's devastating war in Yemen. All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. In major news, North Korea says it'll stop testing its nuclear weapons in order to hold talks with the United States. The North Korean officials made this promise Tuesday to an envoy of South Korean officials who had traveled to the North for a rare visit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. It was the first time in 10 years that South Korean special envoys traveled to Pyongyang. On Tuesday, the North Korean officials also said it would be willing that North Korea would be willing to relinquish its nuclear weapons program if the military threats against North Korea are resolved. The two countries also set the date for a high-level summit in late April. President Trump's repeatedly made contradictory statements about whether he'd be willing to engage in talks with North Korea and its leader. Trump has also repeatedly threatened to deploy nuclear weapons against North Korea, severely escalating the threat of nuclear war. In Syria, human rights monitors say at least 70 people have been killed by the Russian-backed Syrian government's continued airstrikes and artillery fire against eastern Ghouta outside the capital, Damascus. Monitors say a humanitarian aid convoy has been blocked from delivering supplies to residents trapped in the rebel-held area, which has been besieged by the Syrian government for years. The rescue group, the White Helmets, say at least 30 people appear to have suffocated from a suspected chlorine gas attack Monday night. The Syrian government ongoing offensive against eastern Ghouta comes despite a UN Security Council ceasefire and a five-hour daily ceasefire brokered by Russia, the Syrian government's main backer. President Trump says he's not backing down from his plan to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum, despite opposition from his own party. Prominent Republicans and business leaders have denounced Trump's plan, saying the tariffs will hurt the manufacturing industry and U.S. competitiveness. The two top Republicans in Congress, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan, have reportedly implored Trump in private to reconsider his decision. Meanwhile, some Democrats have celebrated the move. We'll host a debate on Trump's tariff plan after headlines. In a series of extraordinary live interviews on Monday, former Trump campaign advisor Sam Nunberg said he would refuse to cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Nunberg vowed to defy a grand jury subpoena and repeatedly dared Mueller to arrest him. Mueller has subpoenaed Nunberg for emails and other communications between Nunberg and Trump advisors, including Steve Bannon and Roger Stone. This is Nunberg speaking with Ari Melber on MSNBC.
Why do I have to give them my personal communications? Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Roger's my mentor. I email Ari with Roger 15 times a day. They're trying to set up a perjury case against Roger Stone, and I'm not going to have it. Roger's my mentor. Roger is like family to me, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And Roger did not talk. Roger may have lied about it.
Let me be
very clear. Roger did not talk.
I think some people are worried about you, and they're worried about what you're doing. I think other people are upset because we just showed the White House, which doesn't want to comment on this, responding to you. So clearly you
are. Sarah should shut up.
The New York Times is reporting the State Department has yet to spend any of the $120 million allocated since late 2016 to counter alleged Russian meddling in U.S. elections. The Times reports, as a result, not a single one of the 23 analysts who work in the State Department's Global Engagement Center, which is charged with countering Moscow's alleged election interference, even speaks Russian. President Trump welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House Monday. The two leaders celebrated Trump's highly controversial decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move the U.S. embassy there. Control of Jerusalem is one of the most contested issues between Israelis and Palestinians. Netanyahu's visit comes as he faces a series of escalating corruption investigations back home. A number of his closest aides have already been arrested. Later today, Trump will hold talks in a joint news conference with Sweden's Prime Minister Stefan Löfven. On Capitol Hill, 87 people were arrested Monday protesting the expiration of DACA, the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which gives hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants legal permission to live and work in the United States. Among those arrested were a group of imams and Muslim leaders from around the country, including activist Linda Sarsour and Imam Zaid Shakir, who presided over Muhammad Ali's funeral. President Trump tried to cancel the DACA program last year, although he's repeatedly been blocked from doing so by the courts. The DACA program would have expired on Monday, but it remains in effect amidst the pending legal battle. In environmental news, President Trump has nominated Dow Chemical lawyer Peter Wright to head up an Environmental Protection Agency unit tasked with overseeing the disposal of hazardous waste and chemical spills at toxic Superfund sites. Meanwhile, new data says coal ash, the residual byproduct of burning coal, has contaminated groundwater with arsenic and radium and other toxic chemicals near coal-fired power plants across the country. The new data was released on Friday, only one day after EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt said the EPA would weaken federal regulations on coal ash disposal. And according to the New York Times, emails sent by Utah Senator Orrin Hatch show oil extraction was central in the decision to shrink the Bears Ears National Monument in southeastern Utah last year, despite fierce opposition from Native Americans and environmentalists. One of the emails sent by Senator Hatch's office to the Interior Department reads, quote, "The new boundary depicted on the map would resolve all known mineral conflicts within the Bears Ears." This email directly contradicts Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's statements last year, in which he claimed, quote, "Bears Ears isn't really about oil and gas." In Kashmir, tens of thousands of people poured into the streets to protest Indian rule over the disputed territory Monday after Indian soldiers shot and killed four civilians and two alleged militants at a military checkpoint overnight Sunday. Following the shooting, Indian authorities tried unsuccessfully to suppress protests by putting the region on lockdown, closing schools, cutting off internet access, and deploying soldiers and riot police throughout the region. in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. At least 79 people have been killed in recent days amidst fighting in the resource-rich northern province of Ituri, which borders Uganda. The region is rich in gold, diamonds, and coltan used in phones, and home to a long-running land dispute between two tribes. The fighting is part of a nationwide surge in violence as DRC President Joseph Kabila tries to hold on to power 2 years past the end of his term. In January, the International Organization for Migration warned the humanitarian crisis in the DRC has reached a breaking point, with hundreds of thousands of people displaced by fighting in recent months alone. In Panama, the silver letters spelling out the name Trump were pried off Trump International Hotel and Tower in Panama City Monday, as a hotel owner claimed victory in a two-week-long battle against the Trump Organization. The removal of the name came as a Panamanian court ruled to evict Trump management team and allow the hotel owner to regain control of the property. In West Virginia, the historic teacher strike continues, with every public school in the state shut down. For the last 9 days in the strike, teachers are demanding a 5% raise and a cap on spiraling health care costs. Meanwhile, graduate students at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign are entering their second week of a strike over wages and health insurance for the graduate employees. And in Argentina, teachers have launched a 2-day strike that shut down schools in 17 of Argentina's 23 provinces amidst a dispute about wages and inflation. This is Alejandro de Michaelis of the Education Workers Confederation.
We want dignified salaries. We want more investment in education. We want them to continue handing out notebooks and books. We want school infrastructure and the creation of new schools. This government promised to create 3,000 early childhood schools, and they haven't created one. That is what we are demanding today, the social right to education that the state should guarantee.
At Michigan State University in East Lansing, at least 24 people were arrested Monday amidst clashes between white supremacists and hundreds of anti-fascist students and activists who were trying to stop white nationalist Richard Spencer from speaking on campus. The protests delayed and cut short Spencer's speech. This year's midterm elections are officially underway today with the Texas primaries, where a slew of Democratic candidates are challenging Republican incumbents. Texas is one of four minority-majority states in the country, and an unusual development in one of the